Proclamation number 773, dated the February 12th, 1939. Jacobean lecture. Answer. Let your spirit arise and listen to the words from above. It is incredibly foolish not to utilize the blessings of the Lord's gifts and thus to seek in vain and to fumble about in the dark during this time on earth. After all, it is so extremely important to establish really heartfelt contact with the Lord and Savior. But this cannot happen if people do not become tangibly and perceptibly aware of the Lord's proximity. It is now intended to make people understand that they should not seek the Lord in the distance, that they should not look for Him so far away from their heart. Instead, He will move increasingly closer to them the more tirelessly and sincerely they strive towards moving closer to Him. Every time has its symptoms, so at the present time it is noteworthy that countless opportunities present themselves to people through which light can be brought to the darkened minds, and yet people's train of thoughts is an entirely internal one. That is, they certainly desire what is right but don't seize it when it is offered to them, because it seems too easy to them, and the human being is unable to believe that the Lord turns to His children at all times and with the same love. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But don't desperately close yourselves in order to perceive sounds in the distance when a delightful sound arises close to you, when the cornucopia of divine love would like to shower you with an abundance of grace. Grasp with your heart what you have already intellectually ascertained and do not worry that you might distance yourselves from the true knowledge. That which has so far remained hidden from you, which you do not experience firsthand as yet, will gain you life. You will only be guided into the real truth if you surrender your opposition. For the Lord's gift shall universally be understood and accepted, so that you all will be enlightened and your activity will also be richly blessed. And the more sincerely you unite with the Lord, the more alive you become. Only then will the Spirit begin to flourish and look for new nourishment, and this will be offered to you in abundance, for it is the Lord's will that His children shall long for Him in order to be able to lovingly take care of them. The Lord will advise you to immerse yourselves in His light and His grace. You shall be allowed to draw from the eternal font. You shall partake of the divine grace and in the midst of the world stand on the mount of realization and feel comfortable in the divine fatherly generosity. Whatever you desire, you will possess in abundance, spiritual realization and inner experience. Nevertheless, that which today still slumbers in you lifelessly, must come alive. The divine spirit wants to be liberated, yet you keep it gagged as long as you merely study rather than giving yourselves gladly and full of love to the Father in heaven as His own. Listen to His voice which coaxes you and lovingly makes you understand how you can become His own, and your struggle on earth will not be in vain. Amen.